All right, let's open it up to Q&As.
My name is Reagan. When you want to advertise usually to younger audiences such as my age, you don't really want to go to like Facebook or anything like that. More Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok occasionally is a lot better.
Wait, I have a question for you. So when you're on Instagram or TikTok, what do you see in a video or specifically a video advertisement that makes you stop and watch?
It's usually like flashy, or I'll be scrolling and all of a sudden I'll see like a hashtag like funny fails or something like that. It's really like hashtags that's advertised towards me and what I usually typically watch. And bright colors typically attract me because I'm very ADD and I like attractive like shinies. So I like things that pop immediately. So a bright flash of color or a cute animal or like pretty flower, anything like that. Just something that attracts attention like immediately when I walk by, because my mind's going everywhere constantly. So it's very difficult to have that thing that tracks me and's like, oh, focus on this now.
Very cool. Thanks.
So if we can get your attention that way, would you ever then click to watch a longer version of the story? Like what would get you to watch a 4-minute segment on a really kick-ass rock and roll instructor that's in Denver that's just a interesting character? Would you ever click further to watch?
Yeah, I really like music, and if it's very much advertised as this is a really cool rock and roll person and he's going to tell me a bunch of information about that, I'll definitely click. But like having like hashtag rock or hashtag like star would be very attractive and very like, oh, I should watch this.
It's all about the hashtag. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Come on up here. All right. And then, sir, I think you were next. All right. You're on deck after that.
Well, hello, I'm Michael. Well, as kind of a counter to her, and now you've hit the problem with the internet, as soon as I see that, that is the fastest way for me to get an ad block or get the heck out of Dodge, because I know what I'm already after. If I'm on somewhere, I don't really want to be advertised at, and especially if it's a loud and flashy, obnoxious one, those are always the first ones to go. But yes, my main question is, one of the biggest pitfalls for creators to want to get into is gear, and there's always the newest, biggest, baddest gear. What do you have to say? There's definitely a difference between a $200 camera and a $2,000 camera, but where would you put that emphasis on?
Ooh, okay, well, I can take this one at least from my experience. I would try to make connections with folks who have either gear that's maybe only a year or two old, that maybe they have the funds because they're further along in their career to buy the newest and greatest, but you can still use theirs that's pretty impressive for a much reduced cost. Probably about 10 years ago, I was thinking of going and starting my own production company. And I had a bunch of equipment lined up. But the one thing that I actually did buy that's still working right now is I bought a amped up iMac and I put Final Cut Pro 10 on it. And so I was in the market immediately to be editing and to be doing voiceover work and whatever was needed. So I personally, I'd put my money first in the edit system, because I think you can get that a little more affordably. And I'm a big fan of GoPros. And I'm a big fan of shooting impressive content with your iPhone. A friend of mine has made it partially her career to shoot high quality videos on her iPhone. She has a microphone, she has a light, she edits an iMovie, and it looks better than a lot of content I see. So I don't think it's always about how much you spend, as long as you're getting good, clean audio and have a way to edit and send. Oh, audio is so more important. It's even way more important than video, in my opinion. Bad audio sinks a story.
I agree with everything Jenny said.
I was going to say, knowing, because you did. You ran a production company.
Yeah, I've spent millions in equipment that I've sold, lost money on, made money using it, but it's a lot. You know, like, are you going to build up that machine? I had a big machine. This is more than enough. today. You shoot 4K on this, you get good audio, you're good to go. I wouldn't even be thinking about big expensive equipment unless you're shooting like a movie or something that's very cinematic. Then you have to partner with somebody who has good lenses. The camera is secondary. It's the lenses that matter.
Get good glass and good audio.
I would just also really quickly add, if you were working on a project for a client and they really wanted a specific lens or a specific camera, work the rental fee for that camera into your price for when they hire you, and then you don't have to purchase that equipment.
My name is Tylen Schock. You guys talked about, well, you specifically talked about the two different, like the augmented reality and virtual reality. What is your opinion on what they want to go with, like afterwards, this thing that they are calling neural technology? What is your opinion on the next step on what everyone thinks is where it's going?
Sure. Well, neurotechnology and AI and machine learning are all going to play in this. Neurotechnology is in the early stages right now. Facebook's working on this pretty aggressively. MIT has done it. Limited, where you can have sensors on your brain and you can make some words type or you can communicate with other people. I mean, crazy stuff. But it's coming. As I said, VR is very isolating. I see, you know, these things bring up so many questions about the way they're going to play. And I don't want to terrify anybody, but I want you to think about this. Think about what the social experience means in this. So in VR, for example, we could all be in different countries and then yet exist in this room spatially. And I would see all of you, you'd be avatars, you know, he's a dragon. this person is a guy at a gas station, whatever you guys are. You can be any kind of creature you want.
You got shafted. He's a dragon.
Yeah. So, but think about what that means when you're in a shared environment and you're not accountable for what's happening. Does anyone know what haptic is? When you type on your phone and you're feeling that slight vibration, that's a haptic response, and it's letting you know that you're in communication with the phone, your thumb was registered, et cetera, et cetera. Well, this is current technology. You could wear a haptic suit, like this jacket here is a two-ply jacket. So inside of this could be sensors. And again, I'm in Paris, you guys are in South America, but we meet in here. And you could pat me on the back, or with gloves you could shake my hand. You could also assault me. Where does that fall in the law? So there's a lot of different things you got to think about when you're thinking about immersive media and how you're going to connect, because this is going to be physical, it's going to be mental. There's a 70% retention rate with augmented reality as opposed to reading. How are you going to affect people? And so it's not just about the distribution methods, it's where is your connection going to come? And with that comes a different level of responsibility. And frankly, like Jenny said, we're figuring this out. Nobody even knows, which leaves you with a lot of opportunity. You guys could be that person.
All right. Hi, I'm Trinity. I'm here because I like to do film and editing and all that stuff, and I have a million ideas on things I want to do, but then I'll go to shoot it, and it'll look terrible, and I'll delete it. I don't exactly know how to get past the artist block, and so how would you recommend on how I'd go about that?
Oh my gosh, don't delete any of that. So, you know, I feel like a really great way to get past that block, or just to start practicing, go shoot anything and then get into the edit room and start working with it and then learn from what you had previously shot. I think one of the things about being a cinematographer, a videographer, is really understanding the edit bay experience as well. So when you're in there and you're working with that footage and you see, oh my gosh, I had the side of someone's head instead of the front of their face, and I can't really tell what they're saying, or the audio, I can't understand anything from the audio. Like, take from those experiences. I feel like those mistakes are what make you a stronger filmmaker. And again, it's that whole practice, practice, practice. Like, just get out there and do it, and then you'll have, you know, bigger, better ideas the next time, and the next time, and the next time. Maybe the 100th time is when you get what you actually really want to show to people.
I'd also say, don't be afraid to reach out to somebody whose work you admire and ask them if they would tell you how they did it. And so I would do that all the time. I'd reach out and say, how'd you do that effect? And people like to feel that you like their work. And so almost always they're going to tell you how they did it. And they'll sometimes send you a step-by-step, this is how I, with the settings I had on the phone or the camera or whatever. I wouldn't delete anything. I'd make yourself, in a good way, I challenge yourself to work with it so then you can grow from it, like Marielle was saying.
Yeah, same. I agree with everything they said. I would, again, the only difference I would add to that is learn your limitations. And if you're limited as a photographer, I would find a better photographer and learn how to direct that person. That's a big part of this process, is knowing how to communicate with another person. You know, like, I don't make music, but I have to score my movies and TV shows, so I have to sit with someone. And this is a challenge for the composer to understand what's in my head and try and get that together. It's very complicated, but you have to learn as a process. And I think you heard a consistent theme here today, and I will echo it, is you must learn how to edit. That's the most basic you have to understand in storytelling, because you're putting it together. And so, and again, given today's, the way the world works, again, Jenny's right, you know, if you've got to invest in something, get a computer, you can get Final Cut Pro, you can pay like $50 a month. It's definitely the way to go. Team building, that's it.
Okay.
Don't try and do it all.
All right, thank you.
My name's Aubrey Banks, and I'm in the college program here. So my biggest question for you would probably have to be, is there any particular, like, more art-themed, like, I know that, you know, it's an art, film, cinematography, it's all an art. But I was thinking is that, like, maybe I'm not as strong on the editing side, but I'm really good at, like, drawing and stuff like that. Would there be any particular jobs in that area or, like, career opportunities maybe to help work with both film and art? I'm just kind of wondering. That's kind of my biggest theory.
Yeah, of course. I mean, there's all kinds of visual needs that are done. Again, I have limited ability, actually, to do anything. I understand it all, but I don't think of myself as great at anything other than putting the team together. So there are needs where you could be managing people in a creative, visual manner, whether that's, you know, visual effects or whatnot, and you would not necessarily have to know how to push that button and create it. You just have to know how to make that vision, and that seems like a director to me.
I think there are a ton of different ways you can get involved, everything from working with a director to sketch storyboards if you're really into drawing and being an artist. Also, motion graphics are really cool. Animation, really cool. A lot of something that I learned recently is that, because I wasn't as familiar with the animation process, but there, when you're working on an animated film, there's an art director who creates what the characters look like, and then there's a whole team of people who create the rigging of, this is how the character will move, this is how the character speaks, this is how the character acts. So there would definitely be pieces of that process that may appeal to you.